Madison Ward and the Mama Bear auf Lux FM und ihr wunderbares Stückchen Silent Movies. Heute Abend spielen sie ihren ersten Berlin-Auftritt im Maschinenhaus und jetzt ist das Duo bei mir, das Duo, das aus Mutter Ruth und dem Sohn Madison besteht. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über die ersten Erfahrungen im internationalen Musikbusiness, denn das Ganze geht ja jetzt gerade erst richtig los für die beiden. Wir sprechen über die Aufnahmen zum Debütalbum, die in Nashville stattgefunden haben. Wir reden über die Vor- und Nachteile einer Band, die aus Mutter und Sohnemann besteht. Und wir erfahren noch viel, viel mehr von Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. Ich sag nochmal herzlich willkommen. Welcome, Ruth and Madison.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, it's a pleasure for me. So good to have you here finally.
Well, it's so great to be here.
We've been listening to your tunes for weeks now, and now we finally meet. I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Great. So how are you doing? Where are you coming from today?
We just got in from Amsterdam last night.
Okay, cool.
Right. Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah. Amsterdam was great. Germany is great.
We love Berlin.
Cool. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Love it.
Everyone's so nice to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're nice people. It's not too hard to be nice to you.
Right.
It's the way you scream into the woods. How do you say it?
Yeah.
Cool.
You'll scream out. Shout it out.
In the past few weeks, man, you've had a blast, right? You've been signed to a well-known record company. You're playing the bigger venues now all of a sudden. You performed at Letterman on national TV.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Wait. Was that recorded?
Huh?
I thought that was just us.
So how surreal does the whole thing feel right now? Because I, from my point of view, it just happened like that, right? And
right,
all of a sudden you were like, not playing the pubs and little bars anymore, but you went for the biggest stages.
Right. I think for us, you know, we played just these little coffee house venues, but we always had kind of the bigger stages in mind. Mm-hmm. So whenever it came, mentally we were prepared because we had just been playing the low, small circuit thing for about 5 years.
Yeah.
So whenever it finally came our way, we were like, we were just ready to go for it.
Yeah. You were a well-oiled machine by then, right?
Try not to show any, you know, no fear, just go for it. Yeah.
Cool.
It reminds me of a old T.S. Eliot quote was, if you're never in over your head, how do you know how tall you are?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a real good one. Which I love it. Yeah.
And congratulations on that development. I mean, that's a real cool thing, and I'm glad that it's happening to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
The thing is, you've just finished recording your debut LP in Nashville with Jim Abbas. He's a well-known producer, right? He's been working with Kasabian, Sneaky Pimps, Dell, so many bands that we play here, actually.
My goodness.
So how did you team up with them? Why Nashville? First of all, and why Tim? Why Jim?
Well, with Tim, yeah.
I hope he hears this.
That's a good, well-prepared journalist, right? Why did you call him Tim?
He's huge, and his name is Tim. No. No, but we first got with Kim. I mean, Jim.
It
was our label put out our music, and they said they put it out to producers and tried to find someone that would want to produce our record coming up. And there was about 14 producers that came back to us, and we went through all of them, called all of them, heard what they had to say, and Jim was the most. We clicked with him the most,
and
we loved his body of work, and we loved his personality, and.
He's a great guy. He came down to Kansas City, had lunch with us, and
some old Kansas City barbecue.
Yeah,
and he had known people in Nashville, so that's why we ended up going that
way. Yeah. Because
really
so much
neat guy.
When it comes to recording some music or working with music, so much is about the vibe with the persons that you are involved with, right? It's really important that you get along with those guys.
Oh, we had a great vibe.
Yeah,
great family.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, family is a good thing to talk about in this
case. Right, right, right.
Because I mean, as I said, you're a well-oiled machine. Mm. You're a mother and son duo, so you're playing, playing with each other for a long, long time, and it's really tight musically what you're doing.
Right.
And so I want to know, how did he kind of shape the album or the sound? Because if I were to record you, I would just try to use as less microphones as possible and just let you play live, because that's what you do, right?
That's exactly what he was completely on board with that. Mm-hmm. We told him that we wanted to keep it very organic and very raw and real to what we did in the coffee houses. So it was all about really kind of finding rooms that reverberated and had a lot of natural reverberation as opposed to finding so many mics here and there. And any accompaniment on the songs is more like an enhancement, but not not taking away from the song. Yeah.
So. It's not in the center of the song.
Right.
And he was very sensitive to that, as well as when he came to Kansas City, he went to one of our shows.
Uh-huh.
So he was able to get a feel for how we play live. So he was very intuitive and very respectful of Madison as well.
That's
and,
so cool.
It was awesome.
I mean, we really clicked.
Yeah. Because, I mean, in the worst case scenario kind of idea, you could have been with a guy in the studio who's like, oh yeah, I can see the pop music shimmering through, and we could do the European dance beat,
right?
And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So that was just so cool. All EDM,
just making an EDM album, right? We kind of we talked to some other folks, and we felt some people actually did sort of want to go that route, and that was another reason why we chose Jim. Is we could tell he loves true, just original stripped down music, which is
he
awesome.
He was in the garden. That voice.
He said he was in the garden. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
That's what he said. He's British, right?
He's British. And he was hanging out in his garden and just looking at the roses, and then came over and we recorded in Nashville.
That sounds great to me, Madison.
I did it to him all the time, and I think he hates me for it. No, he's good.
He's a good guy.
Now, before we talk more, let's listen to some music.
Definitely.
Here's my Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. It's Daffodils, and dann haben wir gleich noch eine Live-Performance hier aus dem Studio. Right. Und wir verlosen Tickets fürs Maschinenhaus tonight. Madison Ward and Mama Bear nochmal mit Dad Daffodils auf Lux FM. Gleich haben wir eine kleine Live-Performance von Mutter und Sohn. Vorher quatschen wir aber nochmal ein bisschen. Ruthie once said in an interview that while playing music, you don't look at Madison as your son, you look at him as a fellow musician. But sometimes, I was watching some videos of you playing live, but sometimes when he starts singing, there's a glance on your face all of a sudden where I definitely can see that you're thinking, that's my son. You know? Can you confirm that you sometimes get out of that role?
You know, what stays in music, just let it stay. We don't go outside.
Like what stays in Vegas?
That's right.
Happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas.
Yeah, we don't go outside of that.
That's good.
We keep people wondering.
Yeah, that's good. That's totally
keep
cool.
The mystery.
But when did you... Because I imagine you used playing sessions together just at your home, right, in Kansas City.
Right.
Maybe even before when you lived in Chicago still. You were playing music... In the
70s.
In the 70s already?
Back in the day.
Yeah. Mm. So I imagine you playing together and realizing day after day, oh man, we're getting better and this sounds great. Maybe, when did you realize that you should go on stage together and try the whole...
Well, I didn't start playing until I was around 19, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people usually think that I grew up playing with my mom, but I didn't start playing till way later. And after a couple, 2-3 years of doing that, we started to realize, you know, we were trying to be still our individual musicians.
Yes.
And then finally we were like, let's just be a duo. And
cool.
I think we were putting it off for a long time because why would we do that? We were like, nah. And then we were like, never mind. The original stuff was starting to really catch on. We loved playing together. We liked the way it sounded.
Uh-huh.
So we were like, let's just go for it and see what happens. And we didn't know how far it would go.
Yeah.
And but we're just, we're real happy.
Yeah. So the mother-son relationship is not under pressure because of the music business happening in the family right now.
It's actually reversed. The music business is under pressure because of
the awards are coming.
Because the awards are coming. No.
Record company executives better beware. Of the ward.
The ward.
They're not signing anything the way you want it.
Right. That's so good.
Lovely. So when you started, was the whole family convinced from day one on? Or are there some people in the family who would be like, oh, now Madison and his mother are going on tour. I mean, that's too crazy. I don't think I can support that or something.
I think they came around fairly easily, what? I think. Yeah, because my mom's played her entire life, so we've always been around, you know, music.
And then not only that, my husband is supportive.
Yeah.
He's been there from day one.
Yeah. He's the
and
best.
I had to talk to him before I came to the studio. Well, we're in Berlin now, right? Another radio studio. So, but he's very supportive, Kenneth, and my oldest daughter and son. The whole family truly is very supportive.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, and otherwise, they would have been blamed wrong right now.
Right.
If they were haters back then, you'd be like, I'm on a European tour.
I try to tell
so
you.
So what's wrong with you now?
Right. Don't even talk to me.
I'm touring the world now.
Right. Yeah. We wouldn't do that to him. Yeah. Maybe we would. I don't know.
So tonight's show is the two of you, obviously, and you're going to play all of the new songs and try them out before they come out finally in the middle of May, right?
Definitely, yeah. Play a bunch of new ones and maybe a couple old ones, possibly a cover. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're working on new material already?
Oh, yeah.
Because you've just finished recording, right?
I know, but it's just still coming up.
Yeah,
gotta get it out there.
As I said,
gotta work.
Record people, be aware.
Right.
The fastest recording family in the business.
Exactly. Yeah. Our new album actually comes out tomorrow before the first one does.
That's really what those record people hate. They're like, no, they're finished already.
No. Yeah.
Oh, it's so great to you. But I would love to listen to some of your songs or one of your songs. Because you brought your guitars with you.
Yeah.
We've done a little sound check, so we can probably listen to some music. I think we're going to listen to the song Live by the Water. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. So here we go. Medicine Water and the Mama Bear live auf Flux FM.
Sip of cherry cola and pie, and when I die, you're gonna know the reasons why. And live hard, breathe out, break a couple of bones, and cut that wire between you and your telephone. Ocean view, your sister agrees, and your brother got promotion to her. I'm not found, not a fan of all the focus on the finer things, 'cause I feel fine with the fortune that my ocean brings. I said, oh, I wanna live by the water. And I sure knew like your scars. And that's a fancy coat you got. Welcome my eyes, and let our try philosophies that we can't buy. Set sail, grab a bell, crack it open, call it liberty. Yeah, we'll live on the land, and you better not forget my sea. Yeah. Oh, I wanna live by the water. you got. But I can tell by the scenes it must have cost a lot. Oh yeah, and I so do like your stuff. And that's a fancy car you got. But I can tell by the scenes it must have cost a lot.
And the mama bear, soon to be in a stadium near you.
Thank you, sir.
Playing the biggest show you've ever imagined. Heute Abend im Maschinenhaus erstmal. Auf dem steilen Weg zur großen Weltkarriere machen sie heute kurz Halt im Maschinenhaus. Die beiden sehr sympathischen Herrschaften aus der Familie Ward, Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. Wer heute hingehen möchte ins Maschinenhaus ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000. 9000. 030 2000.
Let me clear my throat.
030 2000. 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. Thanks again
for
visiting us.
Thank you.
I want to invite you for the. When you visit Berlin the next time, please come back again.
Please have us.
Without asking anyone from the management or from our radio station, just come.
Can we walk in on someone else's interview? Yeah. Just fling the door open out of my chair.
Yeah. This is not important anymore. Those are the words I want you to say as soon as you enter the studio.
I want you guys to want us back, so I don't want to do that.
So thanks again for visiting.
Thank you.
Have great fun at tonight's show, and I hope I'll see you again pretty soon, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, Madison. Bye, Ruth.
Thanks
Thumbs
for having
up,
me.
And best of luck for the next few months. It's going up like a rocket.
Yes.
I see that.
To the moon, Alice.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.